Let us pray. Even the youths faint and get weary, and the young men utterly fall. But those who wait for Yahweh will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30 and 31. Dear Lord, it isn't always easy to wait, especially when I'm excited about what you may do. There are many prayers you have yet to answer, but I trust your goodness and your wisdom, no matter what may come. You are faithful even when I can't see or understand what you have planned. Thank you for giving me this new heart that trusts you completely. Remind me to set my mind on your goodness, so that I can weather the storms and look to you always. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with me today. Now discover the profound intricacies of the heartbeat of faith with Dr. Andrew Farley.
These two people had been waiting patiently in prayer for the Messiah to come.
The old man held the baby and cried out loud to the heavens. He held the boy up and praised God. Oh my God, now I may rest in peace. I have seen your salvation and held it in my arms. He is the light of the Lord.
What have you been waiting on? What have you been praying for? Simeon and Anna remind us that you should never give up on honest, transparent prayers to God. Hello and welcome to another Christmas episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. I'm Dr. Andrew Farley. Today we continue our look into the people who were the first to behold the newborn king. The shepherds bore witness to the baby lying in a manger. And now, 8 days later in the temple, two people captured a glimpse into eternity. The first to see Jesus from afar was a man named Simeon. For years, he had waited in the temple to behold God's Son, the Messiah.
8 days later, a man named Simeon sat at the gates of the temple in Jerusalem. He was advanced in years and waited near the temple gates every day. The Lord had told him long ago that he would witness the Messiah, so he waited patiently. He prayed in the shade of the temple walls until the Holy Spirit tugged on his heart. He opened his eyes and saw Mary and Joseph entering the temple courtyard with a small child. They were coming to present their child to the Lord and dedicate him accordingly to the law of Moses. Simeon's heart fluttered in his chest. Tears fell down his cheeks as he hobbled over to the child. Startled, Mary stepped back and held Jesus close. But then she looked at the man's eyes. Joy. Overwhelming and honest joy could be seen in his eyes. Mary rested him in Simeon's arms.
Simeon held Jesus in his arms and lifted a song of praise. His prayer to the Lord revealed his relief at the sight of Jesus. The Messiah's coming meant peace and rest to Simeon's weary soul. Now that he had gazed upon the beauty of Christ, he could die with assurance. Simeon knew the fate that awaited Jesus. His warning to Mary was spoken out of hope because he knew salvation had finally arrived.
The old man held the baby and cried out loud to the heavens. He held the boy up and praised God. Oh my God! Now I may rest in peace. I have seen your salvation and held it in my arms. He is the light of the Lord. Simeon gave the child back to his mother and held both Mary and Joseph in his arms. Simeon held Mary's shoulders and looked her in the eyes. His joyful face turned into mourning as he looked at her. This child is destined to make many fall and rise. He will expose the depths of every person's heart. Many will be after him, and a sword will cut straight through your very soul because of it.
The second to see Jesus in the temple was a prophetess who had known suffering, praise and joy.
There was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she had been a widow for about 84 years, who didn't depart from the temple, worshipping with fastings and petitions night and day. Coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who were looking for redemption in Jerusalem. Luke 2:36-38.
Anna experienced heartbreak early on in her life. In the wake of losing her husband, she devoted her life to God. Daily she prayed, waiting for God to speak to her. Despite enduring the pain of losing her husband and the difficulties of old age, Anna had not become cynical or disheartened. Perhaps it was because she remained devoted to God. As a woman of deep faith, Anna continued to look toward the future with hope. Those who cling to the Lord will have more endurance in despair. This is why the people of Israel were continually called to make joyful shouts to the Lord before facing an insurmountable foe. Worship and praise are the anthems of hope and victory in Jesus. These two people had been waiting and praying for the Messiah to come. Day and night they prayed for God to send him, but he didn't come immediately. Some prayers take years to answer, but often we don't get to see them answered because we've given up looking. What have you been waiting for? What have you been praying for? Simeon and Anna remind us that you should never give up on honest, transparent prayers to God. This is why the Apostle Paul encourages us to pray without ceasing.
Always rejoice. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus toward you. Don't quench the Spirit. Don't despise prophecies. Test all things and hold firmly that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-20.
Simeon and Anna prayed to God for help. But praying is only half of it. They prayed and they waited with readiness. They watched patiently for God to move, but they weren't anxious in their waiting. Today, I want to encourage you to pray earnestly, then give up all expectations and simply trust the goodness of God, that one way or another, God will show himself faithful to you.
Even the youths faint and get weary, and the young men utterly fall. But those who wait for Yahweh will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:30-31.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode or learned something new about the Bible, share it with a friend or family member. Download the Pray.com app, and for more encouragement in God's grace, visit andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org.